Dunabag is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Your data is your business. Protect it with ExpressVPN. For 3 extra months free with a 1-year package, go to the link listed in my Twitter profile. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Dunabag. This episode, I welcome back my football buddies, Andrew Zirko and Jacob Harrison, and we are talking Steelers, talking about the Raiders game, the state of the team, all that good stuff. This is my third podcast this week about the Steelers. And you might say, well, why so many about the Steelers? Because that's what I'm thinking about. This is what my podcast is. It's whatever I'm doing at the moment. Whatever I'm talking about at the moment. So, sorry. we're talking about the Steelers and how they're doing and if we should panic or not. So here we go. That's the Steelers motto. Here we go. Anyway, here is my talk about the Steelers. Dunabag starts right now.
All right, let's talk Steelers. All right. Andrew, you can't wait to talk. Go ahead. You have the floor.
Oh, no, I just like to wave to people when I'm on actual camera. You could start, Joe. Please start.
Okay. You're just waving.
I just like to wave to people at home.
Hello. Hi, people. What are you doing? Hey, put that down. Oh no.
Stop jerking off in front of the camera.
That's bad. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm editing.
Sorry, I know you're gonna have to cut that. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, cut it. Anyway,
I'm sorry.
Okay. So yeah, Steelers. I'm worried. I am this season might be lost, kind of worried. That's where I'm at right now.
Okay.
I can't go
that far.
This can go one of two ways. And I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, I'm sure it'll work itself out, but this offense is really bad. And I don't know if it's going to get better. There's all of our fears are being realized. The offensive line sucks and Ben isn't getting along with Canada. So I don't know. What do you guys think about the offense?
I think this offense throws the ball a lot for a team that wants to run the ball a lot. What in a game against the Raiders, where the Raiders allowed huge chunks of yardage to the Ravens, nobody running backs. All their roster running backs are on injured reserve. They're trotting out there with a guy named Tyson Williams, who nobody's ever heard of until right before kickoff. And that team runs all over the Raiders. And how did the Steelers counter that? By having Najee Harris carry the ball, 10 times? You're not going to – what are you supposed to do? Like, this whole thing, I understand having all these receivers and Ben being a Hall of Famer, but run the damn ball. Like, that's what your offensive linemen are better at. Just do it.
But when they tried, it didn't work.
You're not trying long enough. You're giving up too quickly and throwing the game plan out. And that's why you lose. You think John Gruden's ever thrown a game plan out? No. He sticks with it. And if it's wrong, he'll go down in a fiery blaze of glory. But he sticks to his game plans. And that's why he's been successful, and that's why he's had middling success at other times when he just doesn't have the talent. Now he's got the talent, and it's working out for him. That's why the Raiders are 2-0 against the two best teams in the AFC North, or two of the best two teams.
Oh, let's not anoint the Raiders yet.
I'm not anointing them, but they're 2-0, and the Steelers are 1-1, and the Ravens are 1-1. And, you know, it's just like we predicted. You know, we all kind of joked about it. Yeah, we'll totally go beat the Bills and then lose to the Raiders at home. Raiders aren't bad. The Steelers aren't bad. The Steelers just aren't elite. They're not great and had all the injuries on defense. That certainly played a part. But I tweeted this out. I ain't calling Chucks no more. It's Cheeks. Because he is ridiculous. He gets put on his cheeks. He's coming this close to being the next Jalen Samuels. This close. If I see him get put on his ass one more time, I'm done.
I tend to agree with Jacob. I just don't think this team has found its identity yet. Outside of its defense, they got banged up and bruised and all that stuff. the offense just hasn't found its identity yet. They don't know if they want to be a run team or a pass team or a play action team or a deep pass team or any of the other like styles of offense you can find. They just don't know what they are yet. So, and that hurts a lot in the beginning of the season, but honestly, if you're going to make a playoff run, it's better in the beginning of the season than the end of the season.
You don't want to peak in September. And so by that measure, they're doing great.
Hey, we peaked in September last year. It didn't do us no favors in January.
That's true.
Andrew's absolutely right.
But
all I'm saying, a little bit of optimism.
The other thing I'm worried about is, and I think it's our biggest fear, what if Ben is washed up?
Ben might be hurt.
Yeah, he's got a left back injury. I don't know if – I mean, I'm never stressed if Ben's got an injury going into a game. I mean, that's just Ben Roethlisberger. But at the same time, this offensive line, man, it's not good. And we knew it wasn't going to be good, so it's kind of just, you know, what it is. But – The four pieces that aren't Chuck's Okorafor, for I feel pretty good about their long-term progressions. This year, though, it's pretty difficult. I like Dan Moore. I love Kevin Dotson. I love Kendrick Green. I think Tri Turner is a great player. It was unfortunate that he got kicked out for doing what was done to him. That's kind of backwards. But Chuck's is bad.
You don't
Chuck's
knock him for really the spitting bad thing at all?
He didn't do the spitting, at least according to Mike Tomlin. I mean – to Tomlin, the Raiders spit on him.
All right.
Either way, though, I mean, the offensive line is about as good as we could have hoped, honestly. And if it didn't work last year with this, you know, two-step drop back, throw the ball wherever it's going immediately, then why are we trying it this year? It didn't work. I mean, how come the offense that we saw against the Lions is not one that we've seen?
Thank you. That offense was great. And they did some crazy concept of there is this part of the field called the middle of the field.
Yeah.
You're allowed to throw to that.
Didn't both those touchdowns to Pat Freiermuth go over the middle? Like, what are we?
Yes.
What are we doing? Like, I understand that's the Lions, and you're going to play better against the Lions because it's the Lions. But I mean, from the play calling standpoint, Ben is under center. He's giving the ball to Najee. Najee's doing his thing. We turn that into play action. We get chunk yardage. Then when we get in the red zone, we take advantage of the fact that we just have more weapons than you can handle. And now we're free to get the ball out quickly. And we're not taking advantage of the strengths. We're burying ourselves in our weaknesses instead of relying on the strengths that this team has. It's very frustrating.
But you can't emphasize the strengths without having that core offensive line. And so you're talking about, like, there are a couple of guys that look promising across that offensive line, but Chuks Okorafor did not look good. I don't know.
Zach Banner is I believe eligible to come off after this upcoming game against the Bengals.
But is he the magic bullet though? Like,
he's better than Chuks.
But if you take Chuks out and you put in Zach Banner, is that magically going to make this line better?
Maybe.
You know who's not getting put on his ass playing in play out? Zach Banner.
All right.
Cheeks is on his cheeks all the time.
He's on his cheeks all the time.
I'm not here for it. Like I said, he is this close, but you got to play better. And which former offensive lineman was it that, or I think it was Kozora pointed it out. And I think it was Max Starks retweeted it and he was pissed off about it. But how are you going to not block for Ben? Him get annihilated, take one of the hardest hits he's taken in 8 years, and not help the guy up off the turf.
Oh, really?
You're the offensive line.
Oh, I didn't know that happened.
They're not helping him up.
Jeez, what are we doing? That's not cool.
He's 40 years old, and he just got lit up by a 20-year-old. Go give him a hand and pick him up and say, "Man, I'm sorry. You know, we read
like,
it wrong.
At least own your block shit." Like, sorry, again, Joe, I do not mean to apologize. I do not mean to curse on your podcast. Sorry.
I mean, just be a teammate and it'll help you grow and he'll get more understanding too. I mean,
well, this was supposed to be an offensive line that fought and was tougher and meaner.
Right.
Some of them have looked like that though.
I'll take it from the interior.
Yeah.
The interior, I think, plays pretty well. I mean, you got two very young guys, but
yeah, Dotson and Kendrick have looked solid. Even Dan Moore. Like, I mean, you give them their faults and whatnot, but they look like they show promise.
I think Joey's got a point though. It could be a lot of it is Ben and what his body can handle now. And I would not be surprised, but if that's the case, don't let him throw the damn ball 40 times. Like, that's why you drafted Najee Harris in the first round. You did not draft Najee Harris in the first round for 15 touches. You can't convince me. If he's a guy that's so good that he plays every single snap at the position, give him the football. It's not my fandom for Najee. It's not the Alabama Steelers thing. He is a weapon, and all offseason we heard about how the Rooneys want to run the ball more, how Tomlin wants to run the ball more, how Canada wants to run the ball more. And now we get into the regular season, and we play a team that has very suspect run defense and is down linebackers and has even the hardest-hitting safeties in the league who are known to over-pursue, and you're not running the ball.
I'm pretty sure Najee put one of those safeties on his back.
He put Jonathan Abram into the shadow realm.
Yeah, seriously. He took him. He threw him. He was literally thrown out of the stadium.
He literally looked like he picked him up and threw him. Like, that was insane.
He Lion Kinged him. He just took him and, just threw him over.
but his touchdown was almost as impressive. He caught the ball. He just like went and stiff armed a guy. Like, it didn't even have to be that impressive. He was just like, get the F out of my way. And he just like ran and just like ran the touchdown in.
Najee is the real deal. And he is a superstar in the making, but
on that point, I agree with you, Jacob. Like, we need to hand him the ball more. I know this offensive line is sitting there trying to find their way and gelling and doing all of that stuff, but you need to give the best playmakers the best times to make the best plays. Like, you need to give your playmakers the ball every time.
If you're running the ball and all you're getting is 0 or 1 yards almost every single time,
he's averaging 3.2. I mean, that's not great, but
some of those are bigger runs.
It's
a lot of 2-2, nothing, and then out of nowhere,
yard
there's
runs.
There's an 8, 9, 10.
Well, the Steelers were 32nd in running last year. This year, they're number 31. So there is improvement. Yes.
Woo!
We're not last.
1 point.
But
you know what that also says, though? That two teams who have lost their entire running back core, the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers, are both ahead of us. And we drafted a running back in the first round.
The Ravens can barely field a team, and they have a better running back core.
Now, Alejandro Villanueva is blocked for their running backs, and they have more rushing attempts
if
and
you
yards
could call that blocking. Here, let me here, please let me show you.
Open door.
His name's Lamar. Don't be gentle.
He's a valet. He's like, here, let me show you to the quarterback. Here you go. He's right over there. Can I assist you? Here, maybe if I whipped you in the corner like a wrestling move and whip
here's our running back. Here are the keys to the quarterback.
Oh,
have your way.
Oh, Al. The one time, I swear, the one time he's
I've never seen an offensive lineman swat the hands of the pass rusher.
Ew.
That was the most bizarre
thing.
You have
cooties. Ew, go. Ew. But the offense is almost right now, almost the exact same thing. You change coordinators, you got different players, but it's almost the exact same thing. What is the thing that is the same there? The quarterback. This has a lot to do with Ben. I don't know if Ben is not doing what Canada wants. I think there's I don't want to say there's problems there, But hi, doggy. But I don't. It's not working right now. And one of two things is going to happen. It's either continue to not going to be working, or it's going to get better. So we'll see. I have a feeling it's going to get better one way or the other, because losing sucks, and an offensive sucking sucks. So it's one way or the other, it's going to get better, but we'll see how it gets better.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think this offensive line is eventually going to gel. Najee's going to have a game where he just absolutely blows a hole in the entire NFL. He's going to go for like 300 rushing and like 100 passing and just like absolutely blow this league out of the water. I actually have that. Jacob, you're smiling. I actually have that.
300's really big.
I actually have that confidence now. I've seen enough from him. I've seen the things that he needs to do that. I've seen it. I've actually seen it in games, in actual NFL games, and he's going to do it. I have full-blown confidence. He's going to have, like, almost a 500-yard game. He's going to have probably about a 400 and...
Wait, Najee?
Yeah, Najee's going to have, like, a 400-yard game. He's going to have,
let
like,
him touch the ball more than 15 times at some point? I mean...
Well, yes, they are
going well, to. Well, no, he's going to have to.
That was a prerequisite for
he's
that.
He's going to have to rattle off 40 yards every single time he touches it, because they're only still going to give him 10 touches, but...
No. I'm saying they're going to have confidence in him. He's gonna bust off, like, some 80-yard runs and, like, catch a ball that he shouldn't catch, and he's gonna go like 90 yards for that, and like he's gonna have like a huge game. All Najee, right, maybe 400, I'm dreaming too big, but
Najee right now is like one of those every single like first superhero movie, like the origin story where he hasn't figured out his powers yet. Yeah. So he's like struggling. He's like Shang-Chi, just trying to figure things out. And then he's going to get the ring.
Jacob, have you seen Shang-Chi yet?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you can't spoil Shang-Chi then.
Okay. Doctor Strange, when Doctor Strange is just some jerk doctor, and then he figures out everything. that's Najee right now. He's still at the beginning stages of you know.
He's gonna learn the mystic hand moves to just like.
That's right.
Figure everything out.
Should Derek Watt be used in the offense? Yes. I agree. Yes.
If you want to run the damn ball, put the fullback in. Najee knows how to run behind fullbacks.
Thank you. It's that simple.
I mean,
is it though?
I don't know how many times I can say though. Like if the offensive line can't really do it all on their own, and Pat Freiermuth, you know, is an okay blocker, but Eric Ebron can't block at all, then, which isn't really the case, but put the fullback back there, run the ball. If the whole world has to know that you're running the ball, but you can still do it successfully, then that's even better.
Did Najee have a fullback in Alabama?
No, Alabama doesn't use fullbacks, but okay. We do in goal line situations. But I mean, even still, like, I'm still at this point. Well, I don't think that this offensive line, it's bad. It's not good. But Najee can still do a lot behind this offensive line. We saw glimpses of it in the preseason where he might get hit in the backfield, but he's still going to churn off of that and pick up 4 or 5. Like, you just have to give him the touches so that he can get used to doing that at the NFL level on a consistent basis. And also just give him the opportunities, because you run a zone run scheme, to find the hole himself. And he's only going to do that with experience.
Here's a crazy idea. You have Derek Watt back there, and you don't necessarily need to run. Yeah. But if your quarterback is getting killed because your offensive line sucks, maybe you use that fullback to, I don't know, help the quarterback, you know, pick up a blitz, pick up somebody that's coming after him. Crazy idea. Here's an idea. Maybe instead of just, you know, broadcasting to the world, hey, we have a fullback, we're gonna run, maybe throw to the fullback or something.
Play action.
Nah.
Oh God.
Okay, now,
that is galaxy brain stuff. What is this play action?
Nope. Didn't last year we run play action way less than everybody else in the league?
Clearly the fewest of anybody.
Yeah.
Why not? Is it because Ben's knees are legitimately gone or what? Because last I checked, play action is one of the most valuable tools to have in your belt as an offense. And Matt Canada really likes play action. Randy Fichtner really hated it. And here we are just running Randy Fichtner's offense with a bunch of smoke and mirrors before the play starts. And I'm not a fan of that. Not even a little bit. I'm a fan of what we were told we were going to have with Matt Canada. And that's a team that runs the ball, has play action, and is able to take deep shots and get the ball to the weapons on the outside. And we're not seeing it at all. And it's not like we're playing world. I understood against the Bills because that was a great defense. But the Raiders don't have a great defense. They have a good defense. It's unacceptable.
It makes you wonder how much of this offense there are limitations on because of Ben's limitations.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's Ben's limitations that are limiting this offense. Ben has his limitations, but again, it's the offensive line that can't block for the man. He's not going to be able to put anything behind his arm or what arm he's got left. So
if you go back to the end of last year, we're talking about 8 games in a row where Ben has basically looked bad, except for maybe that one half against the Colts where he looked good. Other than that, he's pretty much been bad for the last part of last year and now the first part of this year.
That's because he was that's because he was coming off an injury and throwing 1,000 times in the offseason and then throwing 7,000 more times.
What's the excuse this year then?
Yeah.
What?
Then what's the excuse this year?
There's no excuse this year. He hasn't tried to throw it deep that much.
I hope it's nothing. this was our fear is he washed up? Because I fear this offense with Mason or Dwayne Haskins.
He's a game manager right now. He can throw the deep ball when he wants to, but he's not going to throw it if he doesn't have to.
He also doesn't really have the time. All of our deep passes are timing.
Thank
rounds.
You, Jacob.
And
yeah,
that doesn't make the deep game any easier. And that also keeps Ben from doing Ben things. The very first drop back of the preseason for him was him doing old school Ben things. Like we saw it with our eyes through a television.
Right.
Are you telling me he can't do that in the regular season? He did it in the preseason. Like scramble around, make a few plays, have a few 5-step dropbacks, drop back 3 steps out of the shotgun. Like have some ingenuity and some creativity in this offense. Like even if I say run the ball more, like that doesn't mean, you know, do it like they did in the 1990s. Like just find some way to make this offense click, because right now it's one of the slowest offenses and it's also one of the most inefficient offenses in the NFL. And that doesn't make any sense because that was the product last year and everything changed. Like you said earlier, Joey, at some point we have to actually see physical change within this offense in the regular season. Cause now we've only seen it in the preseason.
There was a drive Andrew, there was a drive during the Raiders game where everything was clicking, but they were also like doing this, I don't know if you could call it no huddle, 2-minute offense, whatever they want to call it, but they were moving and they were moving quickly. And then they ended the drive with a inside run to Juju, which was like screamed, that's a Matt Canada play, but everything was working. And now they say, oh, we really don't have no huddle. Like, what is going on? Are you having no huddle? Do you not have no huddle? What's going on? Because you better freaking put it in.
I think that was Ben talking after the press conference saying they don't have a quote unquote no huddle, but they have like a 2-minute offense. That was what I heard.
Well, that was working when they were doing that 2-minute offense.
Ben's always done good when the tempo has been up. Why not just do that?
Like, do that.
If it works, I mean, do
that,
it.
I'm not arguing that that doesn't make sense. Sorry, my dog is arguing with me.
It's just frustrating. We'll see. I mean, I think there's a lot of unknowns. I mean, who knows if this this pec injury is actually going to keep Ben out. I doubt it, but we don't know. We don't know whether Ben will be there, TJ, Devin Bush, Joe Hayden. We don't know whether any of them are going to play.
The groin squad.
Yeah.
The groin squad. Highsmith has a groin. It's contagious.
Yeah.
Everybody, check your groin.
Didn't one of the D-line backups get hurt too? I don't remember.
Isaiah Bugs. Isaiah Bugs got a little
Bugs
hurt.
Got hurt too?
Yeah. Good grief.
At one point, they had zero nose tackles.
I was going to say, they just signed
Taco
Charlton.
Taco Tuesday, baby.
Okay. Here for the tacos. I have no idea who this person is. So,
He was once a first rounder, excuse me, by the Dallas Cowboys, and he has since been on.
He was a first rounder by the Dallas Cowboys. That doesn't need to come with a. It's like you just say Dallas Cowboys, and I'll be like, all right, I get where you're coming from.
He's the outside linebacker that the Cowboys chose instead of TJ Watt.
Yeah,
that's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. Good job. Good job, Jerry Jones. Way to draft, buddy. Yeah. So
my word.
So my word. He's been Taco has been a bit of a disappointment. So we'll see. But hopefully.
Yeah, you think? You got him on the practice squad 3 years out of draft.
Yeah.
He's been on like four or five teams too. I mean, it's been a rough go for him.
Yeah. Christ on a cracker.
yeah so I mean, you know, okay, hopefully he's just a backup, but and my argument during the game was, hey, don't make it, you know, injuries are not an excuse. Raiders had injuries too, but there is a big difference between injuries that you know during the week that you can prepare for and injuries that happen either 5 minutes before the game or during the game. Also, you lose the best defensive player in the league or one of them. That's not a good look either. That really messes things up.
Yeah, this is one of those things where you have to look at the training staff and say, are we doing the right things in there? Are we doing the right things in rehab? Why does everybody on this defense have the same injury?
Right.
That's unsettling. Like, there's nothing you can do about Tyson Alualu. There's nothing you can do about a broken ankle. But there are things you can do for soft tissue injuries. What's going on there? Because these are all some of the most intense players that we have too. So you know they're taking seriously whatever they're told to do, and they have their own regimens too. But what's being missed here? Why has everybody got the same injury? That's very concerning. Why didn't Zach Banner come back on time? You know, like. That's something that seriously concerns me. And we've seen that. I always do this, but at Alabama, we saw something similar where every year we were getting stacks on stacks on stacks, linebackers just dropping like flies with injuries. A lot of guys dealing with the soft tissue injuries. And then we go out and we get these guys that are just better at what they do. They come in with a scientific approach to the training program and the injury numbers plummet. Alabama is completely healthy the whole year. They run the gauntlet. They win an Natty. Like, what? Hey, you're the Steelers. You should have the forefront in technology. You're not beholden to a ridiculous budget like college.
Yeah, but I mean,
go get the right guys.
Look at TJ. He didn't. I'm not saying he did nothing. He actually did things during training camp, but he did not play in any preseason games. He did not participate in any drills. He
wasn't the first one to get hurt. So
individual drills. But then again, you know, it wasn't just him. It was Bush, Hayden, now Highsmith. I don't know.
Maybe Highsmith has worked harder than anybody on that defense, and he's still got
true.
Hurt. So
that's
true. And you know, Bush was on rehab for all of offseason too. So, but then Joe Hayden's just old. So you know, it's just a mixture of. You know, I don't know. It just really kind of weirds me out when a lot of people start to have the same soft tissue injuries, because that speaks to a trend within the training regimen, and that's something that can be corrected.
Stretch your groin, people.
Oh, those groin stretches. They're very, very important for things.
Stretch your groin.
Another thing about Joe Haden that they need to work on is whenever he's out of the lineup, the entire secondary just falls apart.
Well, like, I think there's a reason for that, though.
What? Is he like the brains of the operation?
In a way, not necessarily the brains. I think Minka is the brains. I think Minka is the one that like sees the defense and is like kind of putting pieces in place and doing all his Minka things. But I think he also has, all right, so if you play chess, Minka is the king. Minka can go wherever he wants, but he's limited. Joe Haden is like his queen. Like Joe just does what he just does Joe Haden things, and he's going to cover the zone and you don't have to worry about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's everybody else can worry about that other part of the field. Terrell Edmonds can drop down and do his linebacker stuff if he wants to. And Minka can do his ball hawking stuff if he wants to. And whoever we got at corner at the time, Cam Sutton, Pierre, Norwood, I honestly.
So it's just a trickle down.
It doesn't matter.
It's just a big trickle down of you know, when Joe's there, you know you're good.
Not having to worry about that part of the defense because you know Joe Haden. Joe Hayden's got that part down.
Yeah.
And then you can worry about the rest of the defense. And that's it. Also, it helps to have a really awesome pass rush, but that got screwed too. So,
no, I agree with that. You look behind Joe Haden, there is a lot of inexperience at the cornerback position. But at the same time, you know, I didn't get to watch the game. I listened to the game on the way back from Gainesville, and I heard Terrell Edmonds' name so much, and they were all positive. It was all followed by Terrell Edmonds with the tackle. He had a hell of a game.
Yeah, he was fine.
He's been improving for a long, long time now, and I don't give a damn what PFF says. Minka's still doing his job, and Andrew's absolutely right. You know, he's the brains of the operation. And I love the analogy to call Joe Haden the queen because he's lethal, and, you know, he's – capable of doing so many things, and when you remove him from the equation, you only got one guy left to worry about. It's not that hard to stay away from him. It's not that hard to stay away from Minka and exploit other weaknesses on this defense. This defense still top five in the NFL, but the reason it's top five and not top three is because it has those inexperienced holes. It's got places on it that are rather weak, but the strengths of the defense tend to kind of cloud that a little bit.
Take any defense in the NFL, take away one of their best linebackers, one of their best outside linebackers, one of their best inside linebackers, and their top cornerback, and see how they do. They're all going to struggle.
I mean, you took somebody from each level, and then you lost Alu in the first quarter of the game, and you know, not to mention Alu. You're already handicapped because Stephon Tuitt's out.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah. Right.
He's in IR, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be out. We'll be back after week three, but we don't know.
But I mean, this is one of those where I'm not happy with the defensive performance. You know, you'd like to not be giving up 64 yard touchdowns to Henry Ruggs, especially when you've got somebody like Minka that first of all knows and respects what Henry Ruggs is.
So many holes.
Right,
Megan was filling other holes.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want to see it, but you can understand it on the defensive side because of everything that's going on. There's a reasonable excuse for the defense what happened on Sunday.
Oh, definitely.
There's zero excuse for the offense on what happened on Sunday.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes. 100% agree.
That play that bombed the Ruggs. Did you see that play? Who was it? Trey Norwood. Was basically the Mike Hilton of playing that role. He had a straight shot right at Carr.
And he hesitated.
Oh, he stutter steps.
He couldn't.
That killed, it's that like killed my soul a little
it's
bit.
It's like he couldn't believe that. It's like, where is?
No, just hit the effort.
It's just like, did you watch any Mike Hilton film? He came free a lot. Just go hit the guy.
just right. Run into him. No, I don't see, care if you miss him. You make him miss the throw too.
It's just like go Trey run Norwood. Into him. It's like he was looking for an invitation or a, like he's at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I have this invitation here.
Right. Right. It's like, does this please seat yourself or please wait?
Do I sign here?
Yeah, that was, I mean, but yeah. I mean,
that was...
And hey, we have not said this yet. You got to give credit to the Raiders and the car.
Oh yeah.
They actually might be, I don't want to say legit, but you know, beating
they're very banged up. They
they're
lost
better
Casey
than
Hayward
I thought
in the
they
game.
Would be this year.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, they lost Casey Hayward in the game. They went in without their best player, and that's Josh Jacobs. To my knowledge, again, I didn't watch the game, mostly listened on the radio. Darren Waller is the most utilized player, I guess. But he was kept relatively silent, wasn't he? I mean, so
it was their top priority, stop Waller. And they basically did.
And that's fine, man. If Henry Ruggs has his breakout game against you because you shut down Darren Waller, you're fine with that. I'm fine with that. It shows we just covered one of the best tight ends in the game when we were limping. Now, the same thing though is if the Raiders are dealing with so many injuries themselves, and while yes, we dealt with more of ours in game. Why is there a disparity on the scoreboard that would indicate that they're completely healthy and, you know, our injury report was full before the game? I can't. It hurts.
They're a West Coast team coming to the East Coast on a 1 o'clock game, and they played Monday night and we played Sunday and they played overtime on Monday. Jeez. So they were
against a better team.
Yeah. So there's every built-in excuse for them to lose and they still pulled it out. So hats off
to
them.
So what I think we're saying is the Steelers are right where we thought they would be, but not where we thought, not how they got there.
We thought they would lose to the Bills and beat the Raiders.
Yes. I'm pretty sure we all thought that. Yes. Jacob, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but
yeah.
I don't remember what I said. But I did say that I wouldn't be surprised.
Everybody said that.
And I think we all had them losing to the Bills and beating the Raiders. Because
that's what's supposed to happen. We all knew they were going to be 1-1. We all knew they'd be 1-1.
Yeah, and we're still 1-1. So, all right. So, what all the things in the national media that I've read is it time to pull the fire alarm? Is it time to abandon ship on the Steelers?
No. Because listen, everyone and their mom picked the Steelers to win this game because of what they saw last week and their ability to be resilient against one of the best teams in the NFL. You look around the league, there are a lot worse situations. You can go out to Indianapolis. You can look at Jacksonville. You can look at the Jets. You can look at the Dolphins, who somehow have a worse offensive line than we do. The Jets, the Vikings, like there's a lot of bad situations around the NFL that are a lot worse than what the Steelers have. Like, it's frustrating because in the moment you can kind of see what's going on with the team and it goes against the grain of what we thought we were going to see. But at the same time, like, you're absolutely right, Andrew. We're 1-1. We're exactly where we thought we were going to be. You got Cincy coming up. They've had 2 weeks where they just could not get it done. They beat the Vikings, didn't they? But
yeah, they're 1-1 too.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can't just expect to beat them this year, I don't think. I think they're a much improved team. But at the same time, like, the Steelers aren't bad.
This isn't your daddy's Bengals.
Right.
Joe Burrow might do something. So
it ain't your older brother's Bengals either. I mean, they're still not great.
I will more appreciate
or your uncle's.
But, yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. I just don't love this, like, oh, it's time. It's doom and gloom. It's time to pull the trigger. No. Let's fire Tomlin. Let's get rid of the entire coaching staff. Like, oh, everything is over. I hate the doom and gloom mentality. Like, we're right where we thought we would be. We did it in a different way than we thought we would. We didn't think we'd beat Buffalo, but we thought we'd beat the Raiders, and we did it vice versa. So but
there's problems. It's, you know, this offense is a problem. And
oh, if it, yeah. But we thought there, but we, us three talked in the offseason about how there would be problems with this offensive line, and they needed time to gel. And they, and Najee Harris needed time to learn how to run behind this offensive line. We all talked about it. It's going to take time. Honestly, I don't think the beginning of this season is going to be the Steelers' best part. I think they're going to be a rallying team.
And keep in mind, it's 17 games. This is a long season. And the Steelers have the hardest schedule, so I don't mean to gloss over that at all. But
our last four just
that's actually a good thing. Look how they played against the Bills. They played better against the Bills.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, well, look, they play against playoff teams.
You know, that's the Mike Tomlin way. I mean, love him or hate him. You know that it's going to be a close game because they're going to play exactly to the competition level that's on the other side of the line of scrimmage. But, I mean, I still, like, I know this offensive line isn't going to play up to our highest optimistic expectations. But I still, when I see the team, I don't see a bad football team. I don't even see a below average football team. I see right what I thought they would finish at. And that's a team that's 10-7, 9-8. And I know that that's not really good enough. It might just barely put you in the playoffs. But I mean, when you've got offensive line problems like that, when you only have one running back that you trust, when you're dealing with the kind of injuries that they're dealing with on defense, 10-7, 9-8 sounds pretty damn good to me.
Look, making the playoffs sounds good to me, especially with a bad offensive line, because we can just redo 2008. So,
yeah, that 2008 team won a Super Bowl with a pretty horrendous offensive line.
That was a different bend.
That was a completely different bend. No, that was 100%.
That was also a bend.
That bend also didn't have the weapons. I mean, Hines Ward was older. Santonio Holmes was never really an elite receiver. He had Heath Miller.
He was okay.
But that's what I'm saying. He's never elite. So he's got five really great, you know, weapons out there.
That's what I'm saying. If this offensive line gels, that means the run game comes together, the pass game comes together, the defense doesn't have to be on the field as much, and everybody gets healthy. So it is a very wishful part of me, but if this offensive line gels, especially when Zach Banner comes back, because I think Zach Banner, just no offense to Cheeks.
He's got to be better than Cheeks.
Just no offense. I'm just not trying to say any offense to Cheeks. Just put Cheeks out. Insert Zach Banner.
I'm looking around my room to see if things that are better than Chooks or Kofor. I think basically anything in this room, you could stick it there.
I'm trying to be the nice one here. All I'm saying is, if that offensive line can gel and can protect Ben for 3 seconds, that's the league minimum. You can protect him for 3 seconds. Ben can make things happen with that receiving core. That receiving core is that talented. Ben, he's on the downside of his career, or he's on the end of his career. We can all say it. Like, he's probably going to retire next year, but he has enough arm left to make things happen with the receiving core that he has, if that offensive line can give him time. That's all I'm saying.
You know, I made the analogy of the superhero origin story with Najee, but maybe the superhero origin story is with this offensive line. And I'm not saying they're going to become a superhero, but I think maybe
they're the Avengers.
They're the film. Ooh, that's good. Yeah, they're going to learn to come together.
Exactly.
Because
you got Iron Man in the center. I don't honestly know who's Iron Man, but
Chooks is Black Widow. But anyway,
Oh no!
You know who I
dead? Yeah.
Oh no!
Oh my God, Jacob! Oh my God!
You just killed me for the entire podcast.
Oh my god, Jake. But you know,
oh my god,
I'm gonna try to recover from that. I am disappointed. I am disappointed in Chase Claypool. I think
why
he could come up, he could come down with some of those catches.
Some of those
I know they're not the greatest throws, but you're supposed to be Mr. Combat Catch.
Well, but he come has down to with be some able to combat the actual catch, not like readjust my body 17 feet to go get that catch. Like, there's a difference.
He's Mapletron, not the Elastic Man or Mr. Fantastic, whoever it is, that has to reach 17
feet. Go gadget arm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I caught the football.
Yeah. the other thing I think is very evident is Freiermuth is now the starting tight end, the tight end one. And Ebron, he's
just the guy in on passing downs.
He's fading away. Yeah. 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 And Ebron could come down with a catch too. Same thing. Not exactly the greatest throw, but he could have got that, but
Ebron's had drop problems for a long, long time.
Exactly.
Let's be thankful
his whole career
that the guy that had the worst problem with drops last year is playing his best football, and that's Deontay Johnson.
Unfortunately, he got hurt too, didn't he?
Yeah, but this shouldn't be anything long term.
Hopefully
not. I mean, I'm pleased with 9 of the 11 starters, really and truly. The book's out on Ben. I want to know if it's him or if it's just this offense. I've got a bad feeling it's him. Just putting his finger too much on the play call. And because there's no reason for him to be throwing the ball 40 times. And obviously Cheeks, I've been pretty brutal on him. But this wide receiving core, I mean, Juju's been playing with more intensity than he has in the past. Deontay's not dropping the ball. Claypool makes plays. I do want to see more out of him. And Pat Freiermuth, if he's really going to step up and be this guy, and he's going to be the guy that we've been waiting on since Heath Miller retired, then that's cause for a lot of excitement. But here's the thing, at the same time, and I know it's only week 2 or we're heading into week 3, you can't really look towards the offseason, but if this team was half as good at drafting offensive linemen as it is at skilled players, this would be an elite football team, but you know, we're kind of where we're at right now. I know Kevin Dotson's good, Kendrick Green is good, and Dan Moore has a great chance of being good.
Look where they got these guys, third, fourth round. You know, if you want better offensive linemen, maybe draft them earlier.
Well, no, but
the Steelers, but
none of those receivers are first rounders.
That's true.
I was gonna say the Steelers make their bed in the late rounds. They spend big, high-profile draft picks on, like, the skill positions, like you're talking, like, your Devin Bushes. I can't remember the last time before Devin Bush that they moved up in a draft to get him. Like, that was crazy to me. That, like, I remember exactly where I was, and I was like, they moved up for who? And, yeah, they spend their draft picks on high-area needs, and then they fill the rest of it in with low draft picks. And somehow they turn out because I trust the scouting. The scouting is good.
You can't dispute their drafting. Rookie offensive linemen are not supposed to be a thing, and especially two or three rookies and a
center, and we got a fourth at tackle. So
yeah. So, you know, this is a crazy situation. What is it? One of the first, one of the first times ever that almost every single offensive line position is held by someone new, except for good old Cheeks. So it's an extraordinary situation, and they did not have a lot of time in the training camp or preseason to work together. So it is very much a work in progress. So it's. There's only one way to go, but up. Just look at it that way. Hopefully.
I hope you're right on that. Because I feel like there's a lot of room to fall too. that's true. People don't get their stuff in order, but there's just too much talent to really fall. So at
holding the floor on the optimism. I'm hoping the offensive line gels a little bit. We see Najee go off for some huge stuff, and then that opens up the play action for Ben. And
but you know who is another potential superhero that's doing his superhero origin thing right now, and that's Freiermuth. The guy, he is the anti-Ebron. He catches everything.
He's the new Heath.
Exactly.
He's going to be the new Heath. They're going to be going Moose instead of Heath.
Oh, they already do. Like... They already do. I was there. But if he catches everything, you have, and let's say, okay, don't hand it off to Najee. I mean, I've seen Najee line up a wide receiver, and I'm perfectly okay with that. Just give him the damn ball in the flat, whatever. He makes people miss, but Freiermuth does not. He'll catch the damn ball. So if you need a few yards, just throw it to Freiermuth.
He's the safety blanket.
You know what's funny is he makes all of his bread by being a red zone threat. Like he talks about it himself too. You know, he's never dropped a ball in the end zone. You know, is one of his things. If he's so good in the red zone, then if you need 10 yards, why look anywhere else? You know, like throw it to number 88, give him an opportunity in the middle of the field. Don't just wait until we get in the red zone to flash the toy. Like, use him. You've got all these weapons, man. Like, I understand the offensive line problems, and I understand Ben's limitations, but when you have so much surrounding, just put the ball in their hands, and things will happen.
But the problem is, you know that I know that, but the defense knows that too, and they've been doing the same thing that started in the with the Baltimore game last year. And every other team has copied it. It's like, this is how you beat the Steelers offense. Whatever defense they're playing, we're going to play a short pass. We dare you to beat that. And that's all we do is either short pass or a bomb to the sideline. God forbid we would use the middle of the field. and until you beat that, they're going to keep on doing it. Not to be critical.
No, not at all. I agree with you about Freiermuth. I think he's the new Heath Miller. Like, if you just have him run the like 8 yard up and ins, just give him the ball.
Give him a 3 yard up and
give
in.
Him the ball.
give him something. Give him something short. Just keep giving it to him. It's pretty simple. He's gonna come down with it.
That's what I mean. Yeah, he's going to come down with it, but I could also say that same thing about Juju Smith-Schuster. Like, Juju's going to come down with almost everything you throw his way.
That's true, yeah.
If I throw him things where he's triple covered and not open, then he's not going to come down with that. So it just is a dilemma because they're taking away certain routes from us. So... like they want to only leave the short routes for us and not the deep routes because they know they can get to Ben.
I just hope Ben stays upright. He's getting hit a lot. He's not going to survive.
Dwayne Haskins.
Oh, God. Man, now I'm on the Dwayne Haskins and Mason Rudolph thing next year. I don't want to see them.
Dude, he has a pec injury this week. He may not even play.
It's on his left pec. He's a tough dude. Ben Roethlisberger, as long as he ain't got broken bones and torn tendons, he's the quarterback. I don't want to see a 3 or a 2 until next year.
All right. So hang on. I'm trying to figure out. All right. This is my left pec. I'm going to throw. Oh, that. I feel like that's still going to kill you. Like every time you throw the football.
Torn off his
and he's
body.
Thrown it 50 times.
Run the ball.
What am I doing?
Run the ball.
I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just rubbing myself.
Your dance craze. We're about to go famous on TikTok. Hey, Juju, try this one out.
The peck rub. Oh yeah. We'll
you just
see.
Got you on TikTok, Joey.
yeah, Mason's not the guy, and Haskins, at least I don't think he's really the guy either, but we'll see. But man, oof, yeah, the quarterback of the Steelers for 2022 is not on this team yet. Let's put it that way. But
we can put it that way. can we end on a positive note, though, that the kicking in this game was on point?
Harvin was amazing, and so, Boswell broke a record.
I was gonna say, so yeah, he kicked the longest field goal in Heinz Field history. Good on him, man.
How long was it? 48 yards.
Funny.
56. Very good, Jacob.
But that, you know, that worked. But that was a very questionable coaching decision, and also as questionable as on your own, like 38 with eight.
Was the fourth and one call?
The fourth and one not going for it.
Yeah, I disagree with that call.
Tomlin's no dummy. He knew he couldn't even get 1 yard out of his offense, just like last year.
I'm sorry. You don't know that.
I would have gambled that.
Like this is early season.
Win or lose the game.
Exactly. Because if your defense doesn't stop, then you lose the game anyway. And if you feel so confidently in your defense's ability to stop, then let them stop them from right there and only get three. But yeah. You don't know if your team can pick up that 1 yard. Because yeah, I would have in that position.
I would have gone for that in 99.9% of situations.
Yeah, just turn around and give the damn ball to Najee Harris and see if he can find a crease. Because all he's got to do is find one.
All he's got to do is put his head down and push somebody out of the damn way. I watched that man stiff arm a dude into the ground and pick him up while doing it.
This isn't James Conner. This isn't Jalen Samuels. It's not these sub 6 foot tall guys. He's 6 foot three. He's a powerhouse. You know, he does all these fantastic things in the air in the passing game, but he's a power running back at heart. Give him the ball and see if he can pick up that first down. Don't just assume that you can't and assume that your defense is that good when you're missing half of your defense to injury. Make the right call and let your offensive players go win the game.
I would tell the offensive line to go sit near the sideline and say, Najee, get this done, and he would still get it done.
No. I would say, all right, take everybody else off the field except for Kendrick Green and Najee Harris and let us run the ball.
Yeah.
Because Kendrick Green has a mean streak in him. I like that. I have watched that man go after people.
He's mean.
And in a good way. I like Kendrick Green.
He's mean but undersized. Which is nothing you could do. It's not much you can do about it this season. You know, hopefully in the offseason he
Jeff Saturday was 6'2", and he was the quarterback. He was the center for the Colts for how many years? I don't care how undersized he is. If Kendrick Green is good, give Kendrick Green the dang job. I like Kendrick Green.
I do too. I'm not worried about undersized at center. Centers are supposed to be the undersized offensive lineman. If you can be smart, which he's proven to be, and you can be gritty, which he's proven to be, you're going to do your job. You're not, because you're going to have a lower anchor to be able to.
What this man says, ladies and gentlemen, what that man says.
You're going to have a lower anchor to be able to handle guys like Damon Harrison and all these other big nose tackles. Now, if you're getting pushed back, sometimes you're going to lose. But, I mean,
you come in with
this mindset and this ability already, you've got something to build upon to become a great player. I mean,
Yeah. I'm not worried about Kendrick Green. I'm not. You know, we've already stated we're not worried about most of the members of the offensive line, except
as they go forward, as they their potential as they're getting older. Right now, they're not great, but in the future, they're going to be fine. But they've got to grow up really, really quick if this team's going to make the playoffs.
And you could still win games.
Make room for my dog.
If you can still win games while the offensive line is hi, doggy. Oh, he's tired.
Oh, she has other things to do, apparently.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I
I did a podcast like right after the game, and I brought my dog on because it's like, well, the news sucks. We lost, but here's a cute dog. And you know, So hopefully I don't have to do that anymore. Hopefully I don't have to bring cute things to offset the crap of the game. So we'll see.
Yeah. Got fingers crossed, toes crossed, everything crossed. I think I'm trying to cross my legs right now.
There you go. We'll see. Yeah. Get some rabbit foots for some of these people to get for groins to heal. Heal the groins.
Stretch the groins.
Heal the groins. All right. Hashtag heal the groins.
Take care of your groin, and your groin will take care of you. I don't know.
Oh,
all right. I am ending it on that note.
All right. Hashtag heal the groins.